Rambam, Ilchos Tshuva, Akdam, Ilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Zaseh Achas, Vush Yoshev, Hachetim Mechetai, Lefnei Hashem, V'yisvada. It's one mitzvah, where the sinner should do tshuva from the sin before Hashem and confess. But Bir Mitzvah Zu, Ad Ikrim HaNigrorim, Ima Beglolo, the mitzvah and the fundamental principles that follow in relation to it are explained in these problem Aleph.
If
a person transgresses any of the mitzvahs of the Torah, whether a positive commandment or a negative commandment, willingly and inadvertently, when he does tshuva and returns from a sin, he has to confess before Hashem. As the Torah says, if a man or a woman commit any of the sin, they must confess the sin that they committed. This is considered videi dvarim. This refers to verbal confession. And videi zeh is a mitzvah. A ketzer mitzvadin, how does one confess? Amar, Amir, ana Hashem chatasi avisi pshat lefanef avisi kach lekach. Ayin chamti yubeshti v'maisi leilem enichizu dover zeh. He says, I implore you, Hashem, my sin that I transgress. I commit a sin before you, reading the following. Behold, I regret and I'm embarrassed for my deeds. I promise never to repeat this act again. Whoever does this and elaborates in these manners is worthy of praise. Those who bring sin offerings or guilt offerings must also confess when they bring the korbanos for their inadvertent or willful transgressions.
Therefore,
same thing, if they bring these korbanos, they have to do with it. Like it says, v'svada, asher chata ala, v'chein kol chiyuvi mises based in mechug malchus. If somebody is machayiv mises based in, or malchus, ein miskaper lehen misosin b'likiyosin, he has to do that. He has to chug yisvad. He has to chug acting that. So, when a chiv mechaved a mamazik mamini, I'll be shashil lo mashu oisa chayv loy in miskaper mashu chayv loy in miskaper shisavadu v'yashu malasas gizel leidu shemar mekol chatas odom. Even if he pays back what he stole or what he hurt, he is not forgiven until he confesses and makes a commitment never to do such a thing again. As data says, any other sins, man. Base. So, here I'm shalev v'yishu kapar al kol yisrael ki godu misvadu lo v'loshin kol yisrael shemar. His father loves Klavenis when he fell. Since the Seir Mishaleach, which is the goat sent to Azazel, atones for all the Eden, the Kangelo confesses upon it as a spokesman for Klal Yisrael. As this, he shall confess upon it all the sins of the children of Israel. Seir Mishaleach, Nechaper, Al Kol Avedis, Shabbatel, Al Kalis, Al Chamuris, and Shabbat Bezadim, 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 and Shabbat. The goat sent to Azazel atones for all the transgressions of the Torah. This doesn't matter what the sin is. Those violated intentionally and transgressed inadvertently, those with transgression become conscious of, and those which he was not conscious of, all are atoned by the goat sin of the Azazel. Usha says tshuva as long as he does tshuva. Al imlo yos tshuva in a service kapale al kalis. Doesn't do tshuva, then it won't be mechaber. Mayan a kalis, mayan a chavurus. What are the kalis of the chavurus? What are light sins and what are severe ones? The severe ones are those which are high for execution by the Beis Din or Karis. False and unnecessary oaths are also considered severe sins, even though they are not punished by Karis. Is there the violation of the other Isurim? And the failure to perform positive commandments that are not punishable occurs are considered light sins. Nowadays, we don't have Beis HaMikdash or no Mizbeach, so the only way to get atoned is doing tshuva. Tshuva mechapers al kol averus, tshuva atones for all sins. I feel the Lord shall call Yavon v'asa tshuva b'achreina, ain't no skill with shum dover midish shimmer, which is anoshal, yikoshal b'vim shuva midish. Every person who was wicked his whole life and did tshuva his final moment will not be reminded of any aspects of the wickedness. Like it says, the wickedness of the evil one will not cause him to stumble on the day he repents of the wickedness. The essence of the Yom Kippur atones for those who repent, as it says, the day this day will atone for you. Even though the tshuva atones for all the sins in the essence of Yom Kippur brings atonement, there are sins that can be atoned for immediately, and there are other sins which can only be atoned for over the course of time. Person who violates a positive commandment, which is not punishable by karas, and does tshuva, he will not leave the place before he is forgiven. This is what it says: return faithful children, I will heal your rebellious one. If he's able and only to say, but there's no karas and mitzvah based, and does tshuva, so the halacha is tshuva teila, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Like it says, give me a message, Yechamer Lechem. Overall, Christus and Mises based on Master Chuba, Chuba, Yom Kippur, and Taylor. The Yisurim, Boyan, although Gain Mun Lay. The Yisurim that are Machaper, Leilim, and Miskaper, and Kapar, and Murashi, a veil of Yisurim. A person does not get through Kapar until he has to get through Yisurim, Beil and Amar. Teresus of Akkad, Beshev, with Pisham, with the Goyim, and Avainam. It says, I'll punish his transgressions with a rod. When this is applied, person makes a chil Hashem really cannot be forgiven until he dies. It's really only until he dies the untrue kapara he'll get. What's a person who confronts the same situation in which he sinned when he has potential to commit the sin, nevertheless he abstains and does not commit it. He doesn't do it at all because of his tshuva alone, and not because of fear or lack of strength. A person engaged in illicit sexual relations with a woman. Afterwards, they met in privacy in the same country. With his love for her and physical power still persisted, nevertheless, he abstained and did not transgress. This is complete Balchuva. Shlaima says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, for the bad days come and years draw near when you will say, I have no desire for them. Does not repent until his old age or the time when he is incapable of doing what he did before, even though this is not a high level of tshuva, he is about tshuva. Even if he repented on the day of his death and died in repentance, nimchol, his sins are forgiven. Like it says, ad asher loy techshach hashemesh v'ed v'edachal kechol v'shova ovim achageshom shuyim hamisah. The pasuk says, before the sun, the light, the moon, or the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain. This refers to the day of death. We can infer that if one remembers his creator and repents before he dies, he is forgiven. What constitutes tshuva? A sinner should abandon his sins and remove them from his thoughts, resolving in his heart never to commit them again. As it says, may the wicked abandon his ways. It says, may the wicked abandon his ways, similarly he must regret the path. After return, I regret it. He must reach the level where he knows, or he who knows. Adam will testify that he will never return to the sin again. Like it says, we will no longer see the work of our hands, you are our gods. So it's about this possible mirror. In Yonais Elu Shagam Beliba, he must verbally confess and state these matters which he resolved in his heart. Okay, we'll call him Svada Bidvarim, like God will believe Lazar as a demo, a table, but shares Bilibishan at Fila. Honestly, Achi Yashdech Hasheretz. Anyone who verbalizes his confession without resolving in his heart to abandon sin can be compared to a prisoner who immerses himself in the mikvah while holding a carcass of a lizard in his hand. Submersion will not be a veil until he casts away the carcass. V'chenu Imer, Omedev is a beautiful. It says he who confesses and forsakes will be treated in mercy. So if he has a chet, he has to mention his chet. It says on the chato, on mazeh chato, daily the aslam of people have committed a terrible sin by making golden idol. Dal medakat shuvli is hashav seif tamil of Hashem. If he v'tachanun aves his stuff if he keiach v'sedach chavim nadav v'shalat abei. Amongst the paths of tshuva is for the is like this. Number one, constantly call out before Hashem, crying and entreating, to perform tzedakah according to his potential, to separate himself far from the object of the sin, to change his name, meaning to say I'm a different person and I'm not the same one who sinned. And the last one is to exchange his behavior and it's entirely to the good. I'm sorry, the second to the last one, and the path of righteous and to travel in gullahs from his home. Gullahs atones for sin because it causes a person to be submissive, humble, and meek of spirit. Hey, v'shem agon aloshu v'shisvad v'ram v'yidiyah p'shov v'em magal avir sh'bein noi v'mil chavein l'achir v'im l'em omnum p'chatas v'tpani v'sisi l'kaf v'kaf v'yam v'mushnachim v'shlachim. I is very praiseworthy for a person who repents to confess in public and to make his sins known to others, revealing the transgression they committed against his friends. You should tell them, though I sinned against you so-and-so, committing and following misdeeds, behold, I repent and express my regret. B'chom is goy of enem idea. Anybody who's arrogant and doesn't confess, al makasa shom, the halachas ain't true wasi gemara. That's not how it's done. It says, makasa p'shom, it's the achi who conceals his sins will not succeed. As when I'm learning by Vishman and Adam Lachavere, Abba by Vishman and Adam Lamokim, and he said, Farsam Atsbeis, Atsbe Asafonae, in Gilead. Ella Shal of Nak, Ael Barnahu, Pirate Katal Lafonum, Svada Lev of Neram Stavatevi, Shale is Gala, Venish Nemar, Ashin is three Peshaf Kisichata. Why do we say this with regards to sins between man and a woman, man and man? However, in regards to sin, to man and Hashem, it's not necessary to publicize one's transgressions. Indeed, revealing them is arrogant. Rather, a person should repent for Hashem and specifically mention his sins before him. Publicly, you should make a general confession. It is to his benefit not to reveal his sins, as it is happy to see you whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Above, even though repentant and calling are Yafalim, these days is Yafal Yisr Miskabalsi. It's great. And it's desirable and accepted immediately. As it says, Dirsha Shamri Matsu, Seek Hashem, what is to be found? Adwar Amorim is Beyachid, by an individual. But Sirikos, Manches, and Chuvah, Sekim, Bodev Shalem, in Manim Shemar Kareli, Kenim, Karina, I love. But when it comes to the community, they're always answered immediately. Zai, Emma Yaburim, Yemis Man, Hachuvah, Lokel, Yachid, Ram, Lokes, Michil, Stifli, Israel. And give us the time of Chuvah for all, both individuals and the community at large. It's time for forgiveness and pardon for Israel. Therefore, everyone is obligated to repent and confess. This is Vidi Yom Kippurim. The mitzvah of confession and Kippur begins on the day is eat before one eats, as he choked to death in the meal before confessing.
Although
a person confessed before eating, he should confess again in the evening of Yom Kippur, as similarly by Musav and Ila, at which point should he confess, and the individual confesses after that meeting, the chazan confesses in the midst of the fourth bracha. The confessional prayer is, it says, for all we have sinned. It's the essence of the confessional prayer. The averis that you confessed previously, you can say it again, even though you remain steadfast in this truvah. Like it says, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins are always before me. In the truvah, I'll call averis, For example, then so one is between you and Hashem, yes, it's mechaber, but if you hurt him, or you cursed him, or you stole from him, first of all, you only mechaper until you give it back, and you appease him. Even though you talk at the tshuva, you gave it back, you still have to ask for forgiveness. Even if really bothered him with words, you have to ask mechila. Maybe they should from the other. If he doesn't want to accept, you bring three of his friends and you try it. And he says, maybe they should get his not to try a second or third time. So, the guy doesn't want to sin, doesn't want to forget. He's a chit. Am I your rabbi? I hate this. If the wrong party was one's teacher, the person should continue seeking for his forgiveness even 1,000 times until he forgives him. A person should not be cruel and refuse to be appeased. Should be easily pacified but heart to anger. And the person who wronged him asks for forgiveness, he should forgive him with complete heart and a willing spirit. Even if he aggravated and wronged him, he should not speak revenge or bear a grudge. And this is the path of the seed, the upright spirit. This is the path of the seed of the Yidden, the upright spirit of conscious and sensitive goyim do not act in this manner. Rather, their wrath is preserved forever, because the Gvenim did not forgive and refuse to be appeased. Person wronged a friend and the guy dies, you have to bring a minion of people and say, I sinned against Hashem, against this person by the soul. If he owes the money, give him to the Yerushim. If he doesn't know about the Yerushim, he puts it in Beis Din, his father, and he confesses. Each and every person has merits and sins. A person whose merit exceeds his sins is righteous. A person whose sins exceeds his merit is termed the wicked. If his sins and merits are equal, as a beni. Same applies for an entire country. If the merit of all is that happens exceed their sins, is a tzaddik. If their sins are greater, it's termed wicked. Same applies to the whole world. Person's sins exceed his merits, he's going to die immediately, as it says, with the multitude of your transgressions. A country whose sins are greater than will be obliterated. Shemini says, Zakas stema merikirabo. The outcry of stema merit is great. Regards to the entire world as well, where the inhabitants sin to be greater than the merits, and be destroyed right away. So Vayashem Kirabo Ra'as Adam, Shem saw the evil man was great. The reckoning is not calculated on the basis of the number of merits and sins, but also to the magnitude. Sometimes you have a merit which outweighs many sins, as the pasuk says, because in him there was found a good quality. A sin may outweigh many merits, as it says, one sin may obscure much good. The weighing of sins and merits is carried out according to the wisdom of the knowing. Hashem, he knows how to measure merits against sins. Gimel. Anyone who changes his mind about the mitzvahs he has performed and regrets his merit, saying in his heart, what value is there in doing them? I wish I hadn't performed them, loses them, and no merit is preserved for him at all. As it says, the righteous of the upright will not save him on the day of his transgressions. This only applies to one who regrets his previous deeds. Just as a person's merit and sins are weighed at the time of his death, so too the sins of every inhabitant of the world together with the merits are weighed at the festival of Rosh Hashanah. Somebody's a tzaddik, he'll live. And if he does tshuva, he'll die. Even though signing of the shaver is a decree, contains an illusion, as the pasuk says, "Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep, and you will slumber, arise, inspect your deeds, and repent. Remember your Creator." Which means, those who forget the truth in the vanities of time throughout the entire year, devote their energies to vanity and emptiness which will not benefit them. Look at your souls, improve your ways and your deeds, and let everyone abandon his evil path to soft thoughts. To the leader for tzarek, call Adam Shir, Asmir, call Ashana Kudi, has to look at himself like Kudich. Chetz Zagam, Chetz Zichayev. There's one sin. The scale also. The officer here is called the person does one words. Get the scale. One good deed. Thinking is another will be so the harvest is double maximum. Tame last which is what is shown in McBurn Master. We call Shannon Nova Kulum. This reason it's customary for all of Israel to give a lot of tzedakah, perform many good deeds, and be occupied with mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur to a greater extent than during the remainder of the year. During these 10 days, the custom is for everyone to rise while it's night and pray in the shul with heart rending words and supplication until daybreak. Person's sins are being weighed against his merits. Hashem does not count a sin that was committed only once or twice. Sin is only counted if it was committed 3 times or more. Should it be found that even those sins committed more than 3 times outweigh a person's merit, the sins that were committed twice are lesser also added, and he is judged for all the sins. If his merits are equal to or greater than the amount of his sins committed, which were committed more than 3 times, Hashem forgives his sins. It says, These people don't get Elam Abba. Says people who are kafir in Tchias HaMeisim and kafir from Matedo and kafir from Tchias HaMeisim v'yisagil v'amrei d'machatiyah rabbi ma'apirshim d'akhet tzibir, somebody who goes away from d'akhet tzibir and v'yisavir b'adrama v'farhaseh k'yakim does sin b'farhaseh v'amrishim and matil me'imal ima tzibir sh'leidah sh'rishim v'shet v'domim b'alala sh'nora and v'amrishim v'alasa so he doesn't get a bris. Chamishin and Nikrei Minim, or these 5 people are called Minim. Number one, I am Rishin Shamalek of Inle Manig. He says there's no God, no rule in the world. But in Rishi Shamane Gabal in Shnaimer, he said there's 2 more gods. Rishi Shamar even Echad al Shu Gufa Baltmuna. He says, yes, there's a master of the world, but he has a body and a form. He says that he was not the soul for the being of the creator of existence. Somebody who serves a star, a constellation. Elias Melis Menev and Liban Elam, like he serves as an intermediary between him and the Hashem, Kalechem Hamisha Yedu is a min. Ches, Shleishani Kroim up because of the 3 up because of the Emir Shesham, the world cloud. He denies, who at all, the ancient Madash Magem, my brother Liban Adam, and maybe there's no knowledge of communicated from Hashem to the hearts of men. Somebody disputes the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Creator is not aware of the deeds of a man. There are three individuals who consider the Nas the Teda. He says there's no Teda with Hashem. Even Pasuk Echad, I feel telling me Achas. Rabbi Meisha Amar Piyaspa is a Kever Teda. The Chena Kever Befirush of Teda Shabbat. A Machash Megidah came to the person who denies the Teda's interpretation. The Shabbat disputes the authority of the spokesman as the Tzaddik. What it says that though the Torah came from Hashem, the Creator has replaced one mitzvah with another and nullified the original, like the Arabs. There are two categories of mumrim. A mumr l'avera achas, a mumr l'klal teira kula. He's a mumr to one sin or to all teira. Mumr l'avera achas, a shayt zarach, melas, 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 a shayt zarach, he does this, he's a mumr for that mitzvah, he does this in intention of angering Hashem. Mumr l'klal teira is, again, a chazer, let's say, if the kechav, mishra, shagaz, and say, if you look at him, my bet's a leash, did bug with yourself, Shem the Shvel and the Dolphin Tavli Shadimak by Elo, which Shadim Tzkivar is a Mumra Chalter Kula. For example, he says, regarding the entire Terror, as one who were to turn the faith of the Goyim when they enact harsh decrees against Shem and cling to them, what value to have to cling to Israel while they are debased and pursued? It's better to cling to those who have the upper hand, such as an individual that is a Kwefer and a Mumra Chalter Kula. Yud. Mechati Aram Ketzad, what are those who caused the many to sin? Including Echad Shechti Bidar Rabbat Ukvein. Yidavim with tzaddik and the bite is mechad shechli with every kaf the bottom of sasei mechad in isachirim and shechtem with kavanas sheyedig and sayig shal shiasavinis yichavim oishit achirim yidichem ayir alaf apedish mechad tzibra alaf bishul over avedis alu nivdol ma'avas yisrael mein eisim mitzvahs b'chol lein nichnas b'tzurasim lein mista'anem b'tanesim ala hidduch b'dakim b'echad megei arz kila ene me'en ene chilek b'mabba yis avedis b'ilim romu ki yiyokim min shasa yikvalis This is called acting brazen faced against the Torah, for he acted and opened defiance without feeling any shame despite the Torah's words. He'd base Shtaim Haim and Mason. Two categories of Mason, Mason Khaviri Bad Akum, Largely the Kisum, Mason Mum Khaviri Bad Akum, maybe Ad Anasruk Akum. Somebody betrays a friend to the Goyims that they may kill him or beat him. When he gives over a friend's money to Goyim or to a prisoner commander's property and is therefore considered like a Goyim. Those who cast fear upon the people for a reason other than the service of Hashem, this refers to one who rules the community with a strong hand that causes them to revere and to fear him. His covenant is only for his own honor and none of his desires are for Hashem's honor. For example, the Goyish kings. For example, in the one who invents a nickname for a friend. It's like a nickname. He embarrasses a friend publicly. Or takes pride in his call of shame. One disgraces Tamid Chacham. Ramavaza Ravesi, one who disgraces his teachers, or Ramavaza Samedis, he degrades the festivals. Ramachal Sakotchim, or profanes the Kotchim. As Ramurskal Achameda in the Chimimimabo, Shemes Bolichim, Alba, Mshav Menishait, Omez Vubal Chuva, he does Chuva, as I'm the Edom Rabosh, and the Chadavash, and the Chimimimab Chuva. Chuva always helps. I feel the coffer bigger, Koyom Machin, and Shav Yish the Chimimimabo, even if the last second, he finally does tshuva, he's okay. Shemim says, "Shalom, shalom, brachah lecher avar." Shemun efisim kol ha'arishem v'amun v'kitzmen. Shchazav tshuva, bein begolay bein matmeisim kamen isim. Shemar shuvu banim shevim af bishadayin shevim v'arizav sharev b'seisim shavulay begilim mekamen isim b'tshuva. Any wicked who repents, whether it's open or veiled, man or private, will be accepted. As it says, "Return faithless children." We may learn that even if one is still faithless, it's obvious from the fact that he repents in private and not in public, his truth will be acceptance.